A bright blue sky and brilliant sunshine accompanied pilgrims in the courtyard of the apostolic retreat in the hills outside Rome at Castel Gandolfo, where they had gathered to hear the words of Pope Benedict XVI and pray the Angelus with him on this Sunday. Addressing the festive crowd of about 3,000, the Holy Father remembered Italian missionary sister Leonella Sgorbati, who was slain last week while ministering to sick children in Somalia.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, nel Vangelo di questa domenica.
Reflecting on the scripture reading from Sunday's Mass, Pope Benedict spoke of the logic of Christianity, which responds to the truth of man created in the image of God. The Holy Father said this logic contrasts with human selfishness, which is a consequence of original sin. Each and every human being is attracted by love, said Pope Benedict, and love is ultimately God himself. The Pope continued to say that people often make mistakes in concrete ways of loving, so that from an originally positive tendency, bad intentions and actions can emerge as a result of the contamination of sin.
La sapienza che viene dall'alto invece è anzitutto pura.
Instead, said Pope Benedict, the wisdom that comes from on high is always first and foremost pure. Then it is meek, generous, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. The Holy Father said these words from the letter of St. James remind us of the countless Christians who spend themselves in selfless silence as they render service to others in the name of Christ, working concretely as servants of love and so becoming artisans of peace.
Spendono la vita al servizio degli altri a causa del Signore Gesù.
The Holy Father reminded the gathered faithful that sometimes some people are asked for the supreme witness of their blood, as happened a few days ago with the Italian religious sister Leonella Sgorbati, who was a victim of violence.
Questa suora che da molti anni serviva i poveri e i piccoli in Somalia è morta pronunciando la parola perdono.
This sister, said Pope Benedict, who for many years served the poor and the little ones in Somalia, died uttering the word forgiveness. The Pope continued to say that in such a sacrifice we have the most authentic Christian witness, a sign of peaceful contradiction that reveals the victory of love over hatred and evil. There is no doubt that following Christ is difficult, said Pope Benedict, but as Christ himself said, only those who lose their life for his sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it, giving full meaning to their existence. There is no other way to be his disciples. There is no other way of bearing witness to his love and aiming for gospel perfection.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
Following the traditional Marian prayer that celebrates the moment of Mary's unparalleled cooperation in God's work of salvation, Pope Benedict asked the gathered faithful to pray for those who live and work at sea.
Next Thursday is World Maritime Day, and I would like to invite all of you to pray for the men and women involved in seafaring and for their families. I thank the Lord for the work of the Apostleship of the Sea, which for many years has offered human and spiritual support to those who live this difficult and challenging way of life. I welcome particularly the recent initiatives taken by the International Maritime Organization to contribute to the fight against poverty and hunger. May Our Lady, Star of the Sea, look down in love upon seafarers and their families and upon all those who care for the human and spiritual needs.
The Holy Father also greeted pilgrims in many languages, including English.
I pray that you may receive many graces during your stay and that you return home strengthened in faith, hope, and love. I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace upon all of you and upon your families and loved ones at home.